NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome back to Believe in Softball. I'm your host, Jenna Becerra, and however you got here today, whether it was an audio podcast platform like Apple, Spotify, etc., or watching on YouTube, thank you. Subscribe and rate the show wherever you get your pods if you haven't yet. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter /X at Believe in Softball. That's B-L-E-A-V. And there's merch. Click the link in our bio on either page or go to shop.believe.com to purchase 3 different shirts for you, covering our bases, safer out, and catch you soon. All right, let's go through today's batting order. First, we'll be covering our bases. I'll share some call-outs from the softball world. Then we'll head into today's interview with Jayla Wright. She's all Duke everything. We know this. And she went straight from the circle at the Women's College World Series to her pro debut. She's realized so many dreams already, but somehow is still just getting started. So it's going to be a good one. And then we'll end things with the foul tip of the week, where we share tips to help us get better. All right, let's go. Covering our bases. BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC and MMA and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or you can unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. Summer softball starts with Rip It Sports 2. We know this. I have literally worn my Ringer Turfs to the field every single day in the summer league so far. It is just perfect for when I go to the field, on the field to talk with the coaches or the players, and just all the inevitable dirt and dust that comes with spending all day at the ballpark. But Rip It has all types of stuff for all parts of the game, not just footwear. But equipment, apparel, accessories, protective gear, you name it. Also have gear for lots of different sports, if you didn't know. Volleyball, soccer, and just overall training in athletics. But the best part, by far, is their mission. To elevate female athletic performance. They understand, they get it. Women and girls deserve gear specifically tailored to our needs. To fit right, to perform well, and to meet our unique demands. Even better news. Rip It is offering an exclusive 15% discount. Just use the code JENNA15 when you shop at ripit.com. That's Jenna, J-E-N-N-A, 1-5. This is your chance to experience the same quality gear that helps so many women and girls excel. And as usual, Athletes Unlimited excelled. AUX finishing with Bubba Nichols as the champion. Jocelyn Allo getting second place. Delaney Wiz third, and then Jesse Warren, Defensive Player of the Year. The shout-outs I want to give around this, too. Nichols. Bubba Nichols was trailing Jocelyn Allo by around 200 points going into the last day. That is why you always finish, like, to the last play, to the last out, and really playing as a team. She gave a lot of credit to her team for the end result in this, despite the fact that it's individual points. Jessie Warren, friend of the show, defending her defensive crown. And she talked about on the show earlier this season, honing her defense. She said it. She was known for her offense, but she really wanted to be a top level defender. And I think it's safe to say she not only has become one, she's been one for a while. And then, of course, just the Athletes Unlimited debut for Jocelyn Allo. The fact that we got some of this crossover between some of the other pro leagues and teams with Athletes Unlimited was pretty cool. 42 players, 18 games, all condensed in a 3-week season. It went by so fast. And we got to see AU debuts for multiple players, too. I mean, Kehlani Ricketts also coming from OKC Spark, just like Allo. Montana Fouts, who was recovering over the last year and got to start her pro career. And even some folks who started their pro careers in the WPF or on other pro teams last year, but then got to play with AU now, like Jordan Rudd, another friend of the show, Northwestern alum, Kayla Kwalik out of Kentucky. These are good examples of now they've had kind of different types of experiences as well. And then, of course, there's true rookies fresh out of college. You know, Sarah Willis out of UCF, Peyton Gottschall from Tennessee, Maddie Penta, Auburn, Billy Andrews from Nebraska, Jalen Alchin from UCLA, Kaylee Harding from Florida State, Carly Spade. Like, there are so many. And just right there, I think I listed at least 6 different conferences represented. You know, Carly Spade from Miami, Ohio, and then, of course, Big 12, SEC, Big 10, even the Pac-12, even though it's changing, as well as the ACC as well. So it's just a really cool way to see all of it come together still, even after the college season is over. And it's the last AUX before the AUSL next year. So we got 3 years of it. The first year, it was at San Diego State, and Danielle O'Toole, she was the one who was the inaugural AUX champion. The second year was in Rosemont, Rachel Garcia, we all know this. And then the third year this year at Wichita State, of course, with Bubba Nichols. I have to say, too, all three champs for AUX Pac-12 alums. Just a quick little shout out, little mention to the formerly known as Conference of Champions, you know, Danielle O'Toole from U of A, and of course, Garcia and Nichols, UCLA alums. 3 different locations, though, that it's been held at, too. 2 mid-major schools, which is pretty cool. San Diego State and then Wichita State. And then, of course, in the middle there, the first facility that was built specifically for a pro women's sport in Rosemont. Yes, before the Kansas City women's soccer team did so in their town. Just for the record, I always feel the need to correct this, although the more facilities we have for women's sports, the better. I'm all for it. The championship season starts July 26th in Rosemont, so we're in for another great season, I can only imagine, of Athletes Unlimited later this summer. Other cool stuff going on too, though, right now, including in the international space. Team USA, they started camp ahead of the World Cup Finals, as well as Japan All-Star Series coming up. They're all in OKC right now training. And then, of course, the British Women's National Team, you know, they're playing the Royal Spark Challenge we talked about earlier in the season when it was announced. So they're playing against the OKC Spark at Devon Park. So the same site that we just watched all of these college teams compete in the World Series. So OKC's still popping, even after the World Series is over. But with college offseason now, it's something that I feel like it just doesn't exist anymore. Offseason's not a thing. It's just the new normal. It's always been active in the summer with softball. There's always been a lot going on, but college softball is now more and more active, even though there aren't games being played. I mean, of course, there's a transfer portal. You can't not talk about it. Nidri Kennedy enters. That was one of the biggest names that we have seen enter the transfer portal. But over 700 players are in the transfer portal this year. 700. That's kind of wild if you think about it. And there's just movement everywhere, going from coast to coast. You have Riley Holtorf going from Washington all the way to Florida, or you have people going from the coast to the middle of the country, like Ruby Malin, who's going to Oklahoma State. You even have national champions leaving their teams. Avery Hodge is going from Oklahoma to LSU, or in conference changes too, which are always interesting. Kenley Cahalan going from Alabama to Florida. It just goes on and on and on. And obviously it's a hot topic, the transfer portal. And we talked with Jayla a bit today, actually, about her transfer experience. So you can get a little bit of light shed on an actual experience that happened with a collegiate athlete. I think that's important. And there are lots of factors. Of course, there's NIL, which is a big one, name, image, likeness, and conference realignment. Those are new things that really haven't been factors in the past for different generations of softball players. And it is tied to money. It's a new element that is a part of this world now. And then, of course, there's always other things too, like playing time or cultural fit or academics, whatever it is, people wanting to move closer home. All of those things can be a factor. So lots to keep up with. And that also includes the coaching carousel. One of the biggest things that we have seen is Jerry Glasgow going from Louisiana to Texas Tech. That is just one example of what is, I think, aptly named the carousel, because it really does go round and round. I mean, so much movement, not only by the players, but also by the coaches. Even on the college baseball side, there's lots of talk around this as well. It's just not possible to keep up with it all on your own. So I would say what I find to be super helpful, the D1 Softball Transfer Tracker and the Coaching Carousel are very key resources if you want to stay up to date, because this will obviously affect what goes on in the 2025 season. And not to mention, there are players in high school still trying to play in college too. And showcases for travel ball in Colorado are now upon us this summer too. So just a lot going on as usual, but it only seems to increase for us in summer softball. But to bring it home, the summer softball coverage that I'm focused on continues as well. Still doing play-by-play for the Golden Bay Collegiate League broadcast at Vanguard University here in Costa Mesa, California. You can watch the streams on Athletes Go Live. It's the Ducktown Quacks is one of the teams, as well as the Orange County Crush. Those are two collegiate teams that are playing a ton of different teams out here in Southern California. Quacks are undefeated, a 10-0 start, by the way, this season. Pretty impressive. We'll see how the rest of the season goes. And again, this is part of the American Collegiate League across the country, the first year that it's in California, and it's always cool to be first. Someone else who knows what it's like to be first is today's guest, so let's head into the interview. A recently graduated Duke pitcher, All-American, ACC champion, pitcher of the year, and tournament MVP who led the Blue Devils to their first ever Women's College World Series appearance, and now professional rookie with the Texas Smoke, Jayla Wright. Jayla, thank you for joining. I'm super excited about this.
Hi, Jenna. Thank you so much for having me. This is unreal. This is an amazing opportunity. Thank you for having me.
Well, of course, I have to have Slayla on the podcast.
Of course. Who wouldn't want Slayla? I mean, come on.
I feel like we've seen a little bit about where that came from just on your journey to the World Series. But can you, for the listeners, give a little background on that nickname?
Yes. So I am quite the diva. If you cannot already tell, I sling my hair. I have a lot of energy and passion on the mound. But actually, Kelly Torres, we have a team Christmas party every year. And so Kelly happened to be my secret Santa. And because she knows who I am, the diva that I am, she was like, okay, like, Slayla, that's fitting of Jayla. So she got me a water bottle, a pink water bottle. I actually have it with me. A pink water bottle with Slayla on it. And ever since then, it's just stuck. And I treat this little water bottle like my baby, because that's just where everything originated.
I love that. First of all, we all have nicknames, right? I don't know how often we actually call our teammates by their actual names. Yeah. I feel like there are nicknames in softball. That's just how it is. Yeah. But just like the being yourself part of Slayla is the part that I like.
Thank you. Yeah. You always got to stay true to you. My mom always taught me that not everyone's going to like you, not everyone's going to love you. But at the end of the day, if you just stay who you are, then the right people will find you.
The right people. I see what you did there.
Yeah. See? Wink, wink.
Oh, that's awesome. And I did get to see you in person. I don't really know if you saw me, because it was in such a whirlwind, but just in the press conference for the All-Americans at the World Series. And something that really stood out to me was just how excited you were, and you weren't afraid to show that. You know, like, you and some of your teammates too were taking photos with your nameplates and just, you know, having a good time, which also like made me happy, because that's what it's all about. So why do you think you felt and expressed yourself that way?
Ooh, I start like tearing up now just thinking about that moment again. Being an All-American has just been something that I've had my eyes set on ever since I first started my collegiate career. And to have that moment and to be in there with my teammates, Amina, Claire, it just really took me all by surprise. Like, you have these dreams when you're a little girl and you're like, okay, like, I wish, like, you know, I want that to be me. I hope that's me. But when you truly, like, step into it and be like, damn, like, I did that. I worked hard. I believed in myself. I had a village that supported me. It just, like, it's a full circle moment. And you definitely have to, you know, take all the pictures. You have to laugh. You have to smile and think. You have to be proud of yourself. Like, you accomplished your goal.
Proud of yourself. That's the part, right, where I feel like it's easy for in society these days to either be too proud of ourselves, right, where we're too much on this end, or we're too hard on ourselves. Like, this happy medium does exist. Yes, and that's what I think I've liked seeing with the way that you play and just, like, go about your business too.
Thank you. Yeah, I just give credit to God, of course. Like, he brought me this far for a reason. He's helped me reach these milestones. And of course, my family as well. I am so loved. I'm so cared for. And I like to think of all my accomplishments is just as much my accomplishment as theirs.
Yeah. Well, that's a good way to think of it, because it always takes a village, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah. Me too.
And you've been very vocal about just, like, your mentality. Mm-hmm. And even just the difference from your junior to your senior year in finishing up, and some of the things that you've mentioned in the past, like visualization, gratitude, you just said it. How has that part of it played into your last season in college?
I would say, going back to my junior year, I definitely put a lot of pressure on myself. I had to fill the shoes of Peyton St. George, and just knowing the legacy that she left behind, of course, like, you want to match it or hopefully top it. And so it got to me, to say the least. It definitely did. And so going into my senior year, me and Coach Young had some conversations. Me and my family had some conversations with myself. And I finally was like, okay, like, enough is enough. Like, this is my senior year. I want to take the pressure off. I want to go out with a bang. I want to be the person that I'm meant to be. And I think that all started with my relationship with God. I didn't have the best relationship with him after my junior year, just due to, like, my grandparents dying, a whole bunch of other personal reasons behind the scenes. And so just having that conversation with him, like, hey, God, like, I need you. Like, I have these goals and I want to follow your path, and I know I can get there, but I need to do it with you. That really was a stepping stone through my senior year. And thank God it worked out. I'm here talking to you after an amazing year, an All-American, pro rookie player, MVP. It's just a list of accolades. Yes, I hold near and dear to my heart, but at the end of the day, I feel like I've become a very strong, strong-willed mindset, strong woman, a powerful woman, and it's all thanks to him.
It sounds like it's not so much that you were so focused on the outcomes. It's that the outcomes came because you then became focused on the right things for you. Am I picking that up correctly?
That is 100% correct.
Yeah. It makes a big difference. It certainly does. Mm-hmm. I think I saw too that you would write love letters to yourself.
I would.
Is that right? Tell me more about that.
So that's just, like, one of my little pre-game routines. I'm a big words of affirmation type of girly, and so I like to just tell myself, like, be my own little boss, be my own little spark, like, hey, like, you got this, Layla, like, you know, you're meant to be here for a reason. Of course, I give myself a little credit, like, you're that girl, you're that, like, word, you know. But yeah, it's just like, if you're not going to be your own biggest fan, then no one else is. And that was just another way that I tried to hype myself up. I also like to visualize, like you said, like, I would picture myself on the Duke mound or wherever stadium we were out, like, doing my thing, striking somebody out. Family, as I've mentioned, is important to me as well. I would immediately look into the stands and see where my family was. I'll do, like, a little, like look, like, a little cold word with my dad and be like, hey, like, I see where you are. Like, I'm looking to you every inning. Like, he would do this thing, or, like, he would act like he's smelling a rose. And those are just, like, little key mementos that help me, like, reset before each inning. So just those little things help me be the player that I was my senior year.
Little things add up. Mm-hmm. That's definitely true.
Mm-hmm. Foundation.
Did you have a
foundation?
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And did you have something on your glove too, or something written that said, I want to say it said PTB.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stands for pause, think, breathe. It's something me and my dad came up with. I want to say when I first got into, like, the national travel ball circuit, of course, like, it's travel ball. You your first start of your true like career, and college coaches are looking at you left and right. And I just needed something short and simple, of course, to like help me stay focused. So we came up with PTB, pause, think, breathe, and it just continued into college. And it's been a stepping stone for sure to like just be where your feet are, trust the journey, breathe, take a deep breath. If you know me, I am full of energy. If I let the energy get too big for me, then I become a little chaotic. And so PTB helped slow me down.
Well, that's the part that I think is important too, the self-awareness, right? Like understanding what you need. Some people and some moments, maybe at certain moments you're hyping yourself up, right? At other moments you're like, okay, just relax, take this breath, right? It's understanding like when you need what. That's impressive. And that comes with maturity too.
Yeah, thank you. Don't get me wrong. It took me a while to get here. I think back to my freshman year at Michigan State, and I just wanted to step on the mound, throw strikes. But pitching is more than just whipping an arm in your circle. You have to have the mindset. You have to, you know, have confidence in yourself. And that all starts with your mentality. And so having little things, having like little love letters, or like having like your family in the stands coming to watch you, or just having like your own thing truly sets you apart when you're on this pitching mound.
Yeah, it certainly does. And I know you mentioned Peyton St. George, who's been on the show, by the way, mm-hmm. But as well as your coach, Marissa Young, which we'll get into in a moment. But with Peyton, something that's been fun to see, too, is I've just seen her hyping you up in the comments section, you know, like on social media, everything you get that comes through the pipeline in terms of accolades. And that must be a really cool aspect, too, because you talked about filling her shoes, but really kind of putting on your own pair of shoes, you know, and walking your own path, which is really exciting.
Yeah. PSG is my girl, man. I remember back to the beginning of senior year. I was like, hey, P, like, you know, I want to be a pro athlete like you. I want to, you know, have the accolades that you have. Like, what do I need to do? And the first thing she told me was, Jay, like, be you. Like, you have the goods, like, you know who you are, and I'm behind you. I know who you are. And so just go show the world, go shock the world. And just having her in my corner, like Peyton St. George, like everybody knows who that is. Like that just lifts you up 1,000 times, gives you the utmost confidence. And, you know, if you have those people in your circle, like feels like you can fly, you can accomplish anything.
Seeing pitchers support each other like that too. I don't know if that's always existed only because it's changed a lot. You know, there are more pitchers on a staff now than there used to be. You're spending so much time together in the bullpen. You get to know each other really, really well, including all of your catchers, of course. But to see that kind of support as well from a position that really is the center of everything. That's why there's a circle drawn around you, right? Like that just is how it works. That I think is really special and especially important for the young girls.
Mm-hmm. Cassie Curd said this in an interview and it kind of resonated with me. She said the circle is only as isolating as you make it. And so to all the young girls out there, like talk to your teammates, like you can't do it all. And like you have those eight other girls behind you that's willing to, you know, make the place for you, make the big ESPN place for you. So talk to them, encourage them just as much as they want to encourage you. And so I think that's something that I've carried into pro ball as well. Like these girls are freaking good. Like I'm playing with Olympians, USA team members. It's like, yeah, I'm a rookie, but like just seeing them behind me and talking to them and hearing like their knowledge, their wisdom, like that's what's going to set you apart. That's what's going to help me become maybe an Olympian one day.
Is that a goal that you have for yourself?
I want to play this game until I'm 90 years old, hopefully. Like, hopefully I can get my arm above my head by that point. But yes, that's definitely a goal. I want to, you know, do as much as I can with the time that I have.
Well, 2028, right? It's coming up. We'll see. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for you. Obviously rooting for you along the way. Mm-hmm. We'll get Paris under our belts. We won't have softball, but then we have 2028 to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Hopefully.
But you're talking about pitchers, right? And iconic pitchers, essentially. And you can't talk about that without talking about your coach, Marissa Young, too. Just the career that she had, which she's very humble about. Every time I've asked her about it, she's like, yeah, you know, I want people to focus more on like the team and the players that I'm coaching now. It's like, right. But that's clearly an influence that is shared with the team that you're coaching now. Can you go into how she has affected your softball path?
Of course. I always tell people I think Coach Young is like my second mom. Like I always love to give that lady her flowers. Coach Young has definitely like, you know, helped shape me to the woman I am today. And of course, with her being a woman of color, that's the first thing I wanted or when I got to Duke, like just knowing like, okay, like if I see someone that looks like me that has, you know, had the big milestones, and of course I can do it. And of course I want to be that for the next little girl. But Coach Young, man, she's resilient. She's confident. Of course she's modest, but behind the scenes, she's a goofball for sure. Like we joke all the time about who I'm talking to or like what's next in the world for me, all those types of things. But when it comes down to the softball piece, that woman knows what she's doing. She'll get on me when I need it. She'll tell me when I'm wrong. She's always honest and upfront about everything. I'm starting to get chills just thinking about her. I definitely thank that woman for everything. She's, you know, helped me reach heights that I never thought I would even imagine, especially coming from Michigan State. I did not have the freshman start that I wanted, and I just needed someone to, you know, see behind the stats that I had and see behind, like, the tough journey that I had. And Coach Young saw that. She took a chance on me. She looked at me and was like, Jay, like, I believe in you. You're going to do it. And I'm going to help you do it. And look where I am.
See, I'm getting chills just hearing about that path. And, you know, the transfer portal is such a hot topic, mm-hmm. especially now more than ever. And there's always different reasons why people choose to make moves. And mm-hmm. to hear some of your story, that is important for everyone to understand, too, that it's about the person as well, not just the player, right? Yeah. And she believing in you makes all the difference. So for those who are still wrapping their heads around how the transfer portal works,
yeah,
how would you say your experience was?
I was scary, not going to lie. I had no clue what the transfer portal was going to hold, but I'm just glad that I took the step for one. I feel like a lot of people are so scared to even jump into the portal because they don't know what may happen. But I like to tell myself, like, embrace uncertainty. Like, it could lead you to the best possible future or it could lead you to the worst, but you never know until you truly take that step. And I would say also to, like, the people, the outside that don't truly know what it's like to be in the portal, like, don't be so quick to judge. Like, you never know what's going on with the player, if it's mentally, physically. Like, just allow them to, you know, find their footing and just be supportive. Like, we've already have had a lot of tough conversations with ourselves with first stepping into the portal anyway, and we don't need that outside noise of, like, what you think we should do or why we think we should do it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I'd say it worked out for you.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Thank God. Thank God for the transfer portal. Best thing ever created.
But honestly, what you were able to build, not only for yourself, your individual career, which we've been touching on, of course, but with what Duke has been able to do, I mean, in 7 years of existence, is unbelievable.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Being a part of that kind of history, does that actually sink in? I know we're like a little bit outside the World Series now. Has that sunk in for you?
Oh, 100%. Team 7. I still see on social media, like, us posting, like, different, like, highlights from Team 7. And I can still, like, put myself back in those moments. But just 7, the number 7, like, there's programs at least, like, 100 years old, and we're only 7 years old. And just the milestones that we have accomplished, it's only a testament to Coach Young. It's only a testament to teams 1 through 6 that were the teams before us. And we've truly, like, laid the foundation of, like, what Duke softball embodies. We're resilient. We're educated, beautiful young women. We are talented, competitive athletes. Like, you can have it all. And for all those girls that want to go to Duke, like, I think you should, because you see what we've done. You see who I am. Come on now. Like, you're going to grow as a woman mentally and educated super well. Of course, it's Duke. And you're going to be the best softball player. We've made it to the World Series in only 7 years. I can only imagine what Team 10 is going to be like, or what Team 15 is going to be like. So definitely take a chance. Our culture is top notch.
Team 1 showed up at the World Series for you all too, didn't mm-hmm. they?
Yes.
They the sure emotions did. Of that. Walk me through that too.
Definitely, like, bittersweet. Like, of course, like, you want to have the same moment. You want them to be on the field with you, you know? And I like to think of it as, like, okay, like, yes, you can't be on the field with me, but I know you're there in spirit. And just to hear, like, them talk about like, man, we're just so proud of you guys. Like, I want to tell them like, I'm proud of you. Like, you had to sacrifice like your blood, your sweat, your tears, you know, the true tough moments of like not winning that many games, you know, in team one to now like watching us, inspiring us to like, you know, feel that gratitude for them. And so it's just unreal to have the support of those teams before you to know, like, we did this for them. Like, as much as it's an accomplishment for us, it's an accomplishment for them.
In a way, they were on the field with you because mm-hmm. of that, which mm-hmm. is such a cool part of this whole thing. I mean, alumni across the board, you have like a UCLA who was there for the 32nd time, right? Like, they've just been around for a long time. But the fact that you all now have an alumni base, mm-hmm. And it's still early days, and like you're a part of that alumni base now, like that is what is so cool to see and to witness happen in front mm-hmm. of us.
Yeah. It kind of sucks though. I kind of think like, dang, I wish I had one more year. Like, I don't want to be in an alumni just yet, but just being here in Texas, it has been sweet. So I am happy to be in that next chapter, and I'm happy to just support Team 8. I still talk to my teammates, Deanna Jennings, Amaya Burgess, Aaliyah Terrell. I still like, hey, like, keep me in the loop. Like, I want to know what's going on. Like, what new transfers are you guys getting? Like, are you excited for the run test? Like, I still want to be a part of it all. But I know, like, I have to, like, I hung my cleats up already. I hung my jersey up already. Like, it's just time for me to be supportive, to be their biggest cheerleader now.
Well, and you know how that can affect the players in such a positive way mm-hmm. because you just experienced it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. You're a part of that as it continues to get paid forward. But to see your teammates too, I mean, you all nearly swept the ACC mm-hmm. big time awards in the conference. Mm-hmm. You obviously pitcher of the year, Claire Davidson player of the year, Amina Vega defensive player of the year. And then of course, mm-hmm. Marissa Young with the coach of the year. Mm-hmm. That's insane in itself. Obviously you won both championships too. So wow, yeah. Like what a year for the team.
Mm-hmm. It's just a testament to us as girls. Like we all love each other. We're all supportive of each other. Our mantra was free swaggy dogs for team 7. And that just means like, you know, like we have that dog mentality. Whoever steps across that field from us, like you're going to get our best. And you might see a little goofiness with that too, but at the end of the day, you're going to get our best game. And I think it was just a testament to those awards. Like we truly did not care who stepped in front of us. Like, I'm going to pitch this ball and I hope you touch it. Or with Claire coming up, like, I hope you hit a spot. If not, it's going to go out the park. Amina Vega, I hope you don't hit it to her because she's going to make an ESPN. And of course, Coach Young, like, she knows how to pick them. She knows, like, these are my girls. I trust and believe in them wholeheartedly. Like, it's just a testament to our culture and a testament into our belief in ourselves.
And as a North Carolina native, that must be a little extra sweet too, mm-hmm. to be a part of this program. That part of it is really cool to see too, especially when you get to that stage at Oklahoma City, right? It's like thinking mm-hmm. back to where you came from mm-hmm. and how far you've come with those teammates. That's a big deal.
My teammates used to tease me all the time. my mom, my dad, man, those people, there would be games. Literally we play at 6 p.m., right? My parents would be at the stadium by like 3 p.m., like just sitting out into the field, like waving at us, like helping us get into the locker room. I'm like, why are you guys here this early? And my teammates would know, like, okay, like they didn't even ask me, were my parents coming to the game? They'll be like, oh, we already know. Like, Jayla, do you need extra tickets? Who else is coming to the game? Pretty much. So I think that's another reason why like Duke has such a special place in my heart, because just the way that my village was able to show up for me with me being a North Carolina kid, man, that support is unreal. To just look out into the stands and see so many like family members with the biggest smiles on their faces and even sometimes tears in their eyes, just like yelling my name and just even yelling my teammates' name. Like, they were just happy to just like be in the building and support Duke softball. And so my family became Duke softball's family and vice versa. Duke softball became my family with all the other parents in the stands just yelling and cheering for me, man. Like, being from North Carolina, I'm so grateful to just be able to share those moments with the people I love most in my hometown.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And doing a lot for the conference while you're at it. I mean, you as an individual, your family, the team, the program, like the ripple effect just becomes bigger and bigger to where what you've done for the ACC as well and ACC softball has been huge. And between you guys, Clemson, Florida State, of course, but even Virginia Tech, and then Virginia made it into the postseason this year. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a conference on the rise.
Yeah, it is. Definitely. Like, you hear about us, like Team 7, like we truly were the underdogs. You would only hear about Clemson, or you would only hear about Florida State or Virginia Tech. But now it's like Duke is the team to beat. And even with Virginia coming up, Virginia had a heck of a run. They beat us. We were like, whoa, like no one team in the ACC is like you can be lax on them. Like everybody's going to compete. Everyone's going to give their best game. And I really am happy to see the ACC growing as well. Stanford is entering the conference. I think Cal is too, or
yep.
SMU yep. as well. So like just to see our conference growing and like just to know like so much more talent is coming our way, like it's going to be a scary sight. It's going to be definitely a tough conference to watch. And of course Duke, I think, is going to win it all still, but we're still gonna have to give our best game with so much new talent coming in.
Well, and it raises everybody, right? Like, that's the thing is that as you guys have gotten better and better every year, it forces everyone else to as well.
We have to.
Yeah. And so that's, you're right. Iron sharpens iron. It's only going to be a positive when it comes to just the overall level of talent that there is.
To be the best, you have to beat the best. And if you don't want to be the best, then go somewhere else pretty much. Like, you have to work just as hard each and every day, because if you're not, someone's working 10 times harder than you.
See, that sounds like a mentality that you must have taken to with getting the number 10 seed. It was obviously a little bit of a controversy because of what you all accomplished. Clearly, there were arguments that you should have been in the top 8, right, to potentially host Supers as well. But you got that number 10 seed, but you just said it, to be the best, you have to beat the best.
Mm-hmm.
What was that mentality going into it, knowing like, okay, was it we have a chip on our shoulder a little bit, we're going to prove everyone wrong, or was it totally completely separated from that?
No, we definitely had a chip on our shoulder. I don't know if you watched when our name popped up. I think I was like the only one that like kind of clapped a little bit, but everyone else was just like stone cold. And I was like,
yeah,
kind of looking around, I was like, dang, like this is not good. No, after like TV went away, everyone was very disappointed. We definitely, you know, was like, damn, like, have you guys not watched us? Have you guys not seen our season? Like, what more do we have to do? But yes, like, it just gave us a chip on our shoulder. Like, you want to continue to knock us down, we're going to punch back. Coach Young likes to talk about end game, like, okay, like, it's like a boxing match. Like, someone's going to punch you, but you have to punch back harder. Like, are you just going to lay down there and let them win? Like, are you going to knock out? No, you have to get back up and throw an even harder punch. So seeing that 10 seed, we're like, okay, we're going to go back to the drawing board. We're going to, you know, work on these plays. We're going to work on our pitches. We're going to work on our mentality, and we're going to shock the world. And that's exactly what we did.
Well, and you had just hosted the ACC tournament too. Mm-hmm. And then you host regionals. Obviously you go into Mizzou, take care of business. Mm-hmm. How big of a difference does hosting make, do you think? Because you hosted Supers the year before, right? Mm-hmm. And you were so close, and then you were on the road, and then you got it done. So, like, how big of a difference do you think that actually makes when you're between the white lines?
That's a good question. I think with the regionals, it was, yes, great to host, have, like, our community behind us. But I think going to Mizzou and being in that environment, the stadium is, like, built on top of the field. And so in Mizzou, I believe, like, Mizzou Athletics is, like, the biggest thing in Mizzou. So walking to that stadium and seeing close to, like, 5,000 fans every single day just in yellow and black, like, chanting M-I-Z-Z-R-U back and forth, it was a little like, whoa, like, we were shell-shocked. And I think that it was the adversity we needed, because I believe if we would have hosted Super Regionals and having seen just blue in our stadium, we would have been even more shell-shocked walking to the World Series and seeing close to 10,000 people, you know, eyes on us, and seeing, like, all the cameras, bright lights. Like, I think going, not hosting, especially in that Super Regional, prepared us and gave us that adversity, that tested up adversity that we needed to be ready for the World Series. So, yes, hosting is fun and all, but no, you need some adversity. You need that extra, like, kick or that little pat on your back to be like, hey, like, let me see what you're made of.
Sometimes things play out the way that they're supposed to, right? Even if it was frustrating. And I did notice, by the way, that you were kind of the only one clapping. I loved, though, that you guys were at the actual stadium for the selection show, and you had your ACC championship trophies and all that stuff there. That looked awesome.
Yes,
but maybe in that moment, you didn't feel it, right? But then later on, you're like, you know what? All right, this is how we were supposed to do this.
Yeah. Another back to Coach Young. Coach Young always tells me, like, God already has your plan written out for you, and you have to just follow it. Like, if you take control, you might, you know, might slip up, you might do some wrong things. But I believe in that moment, we just trusted that what the cards were given to us, and we followed our plan. And thankfully, it led us to our end goal, making it to the World Series.
I've seen y'all call her Marissa too, because of her Riz. I asked her about it. She's like, I had to Google it just to make sure it wasn't a bad thing, you know?
We had to put her on game for sure.
But I loved it. I saw some of the signs that some of the alums had too, like, in the stadium and things, and that was the absolute best. But I'm getting a sense, you know, this, a lot of what you're saying, she says, I'm like, yeah, that is some coaching Riz right there.
Yeah, she's that girl. She definitely knows what she's doing. She knows what she's talking about. She's not coach of the year for no reason, so. That woman
exactly.
Is great. She's special.
She certainly is. She is. But it seems like she knows also how to pick special people to join the Duke family, which is what led us to talking right now, right? And that part of it is, it's so hard. Like, I do not envy coaches and what they have to do to put everyone together, to inspire everyone every day, but also know that balance of how, like you were saying, she pushes me when I need it. Right. They also reel you in when you need it. It's such a tough position to be in. So to me, when you hear a player like you singing the praises of a coach, like, that's the ultimate evidence, I think, or support of what good coaching looks like.
Yeah, I'm definitely one of the lucky ones. I know a couple of my teammates at other schools, they can't really say, you know, or talk that highly of their coach, but to know that I'm grateful, and some of my other teammates, we can talk so highly of Coach Young. It's just another testament to our culture. Like, Coach Young likes to, and even our other coaches as well, Coach Liv, Coach B. Jones, Coach Wyke, like, they care about us more than just the player. Like, we're not robots out there. They're not telling us, like, okay, go feed this ball and, like, all right, go, like, leave me alone type thing. No, like, they're in there helping us with our homework sometimes. They're in there, like, talking us off the cliff when we're, like, so hard on ourselves. They're in there making jokes, making TikToks with us too. So at the end of the day, it's more than just, you know, having that coach play relationship. Like, you have to get to know about the true person behind the coach, behind the player. And I think that's another great thing that Duke does. Like, we truly, like, listen to each other. We love each other. We ask the tough questions. We have the tough, hard conversations. we actually have a team counselor. It's either Dr. Stephanie or Charlie, we like to call him. And so every, maybe I think 2 weeks it was, we would sit down and just like, you know, give each other praise. Like, hey, like, I'm proud of you for this today. Or like, hey, like, I'm proud, like, you showed up today when you only had like 30%. So we make that a true, like, factor in how we play on the field with having those conversations with like lifting each other up, supporting each other, and seeing who the true person is behind the player.
Those are the things that go into it also. It's so easy for us to look at, oh my gosh, look at Duke at the World Series in Oklahoma City. That's so cool. But it's like, what did it take to really get there? There was a whole lot of stuff that you all had to do before that. Like, that is just part of the journey, right? There was a long journey ahead.
A small part, literally.
Yeah. 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 100%. I think it's so fun to watch. You do things like this as well. Like, I remember seeing you stay late after you all were eliminated at the World Series. You were signing autographs for like 2 hours after the games. Why is that important to you to do things like that?
I just think back to my younger self. I remember I went to an Alabama UNC game at UNC, and I was obsessed with Jackie Traina. And so my mom had surprised me. I think it was either a birthday gift or just like a surprise for me or something like that. And we went to that game, and I stood in line for forever waiting to see Jackie Traina, waiting to see Coach Pat Murphy. And sure enough, they came up to me, took the pictures. I still have the pictures too. And I was like, man, like, this is just so cool. I'm meeting my favorite player in the world right now. I'm watching this college team hoping to be there. And so I just think of those little girls probably feel the exact same way. Like, my parents are, you know, surprising me with this great gift to watch my future, like, hopefully unfold right in front of me, for me to be on that grand stage and for me to like be this player that I want to be. And I just wanted to give back to those girls. Like, I wanted them to feel a piece of what I felt playing on that World Series stage. I wanted to know, like, hey, I see you just as much as you see me, and I want you to be here on the stage with me one day. I want to be signing that autograph for you when you're there. So it's just a way to like feel the love again, like to have that support and to, you know, inspire the next little girl, and especially the next Black little girl as well. Like, you don't see that many of us out on the field. My dad told me, I believe there's less than 10% of us playing the game. And so I just want to inspire them, like, hey, you can have the braids, you can have the unspoken like confidence about yourself. Like, hey, like, I can be that girl. I can, you know, be a woman of color and inspire other women in color as well.
So important. So important. You're saying it, right? It's like, you got to see some of what you wanted to do, and now you're that person. Like, how cool is that part? Is that not a dream realized in itself, in addition to the World Series and all the other accolades?
Man, I wake up every day and I'm like, I think back to that TikTok sound, like, I love this little life. Like, this is just unreal. I get to wake up every day and still continue to play softball, still continue to see how my life is unfolding within this game. And it's back another testament back to God. Like, without him, I wouldn't be here today. Without Coach Young, I wouldn't be here today. Without my village behind me, I wouldn't be here today. And I just love to give back gratitude, because without those people, like, yes, like, I have the accolades, like, they're attached to my name, but without the help along the way, I would not have been here.
Isn't it amazing how many things have to go right?
Yes.
When you think back, you're like, oh my goodness, all of those things aligned. How did that happen? It's like, because you had that support, right? But it's crazy because so many things have to be in place.
And even sometimes the things that you think have went wrong, they actually went right. I think about Michigan State all the time. Like, if I wouldn't have gone to Michigan State first, like, would I have maybe like learn the things I would have to choose Duke, or would have I, you know, not been the player that I was because of Michigan State? Like, I think back to that time, like, I was just like so heartbroken of like leaving that place that I fell in love with at my eighth grade year. And so it's like, man, like, yeah, that sucked, but like, look where that brought me. Like, I thought that was like such a like tough moment for me. And like, I thought that was going to be the end of my softball career, but like, no, I'm talking to you. I'm a professional softball player. Like, that had to go wrong for the rest of the things to go right.
That's so right. That's so right. It's, again, it's the maturity that comes with it. Hindsight's always 20/20. In the moment, it's a lot harder.
Yeah.
But that's why we get through it with our support systems, like you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, trust the plan. Trust your village. Trust yourself.
Yeah. Well, now I got to talk to you more about being a pro. You had your first pro start recently. Yes. Another dream realized. And so quickly after the World Series, that must have been a whirlwind, just this whole process.
Literally. I believe I only had like 4 days to get my life together and like reset everything before I came here to Austin, Texas. But man, getting that phone call, like, hey, Jay, like, I think Samantha Shao, she played at OSU, now with me, a teammate at the Smoke. She texted me and was like, hey, like, I think you would be a great fit here. I think she texted me a little bit before the World Series. I talked to her as well, just like as a mentor and like giving me a little piece of advice. But she was like, hey, like, I want you here. The owner wants you here. Like, what do you think? And I was like, hell yeah. Like, that's my dream. Like, why would I say no to this? But yeah, after the World Series, I was like, yes, like, this is bittersweet. This sucks. But like, it's just a chapter closing is another chapter waiting to begin. And so immediately when I got home, I took those 4 days to reset, be with my family. I still practiced because I knew what was coming up. But by the time I stepped in Austin after those 4 days, I was like, okay, like, let's go. Let's work. This is all I wanted. I'm a professional athlete. I'm pro Slayla now. So the new work begins.
It does, right? One thing ends, the next thing begins. And so quickly, like we said. But coming on to a team, too, that they're the 2023 WPF champions. So you're walking right into success. How has that process been?
It's unreal. I've watched a lot of these girls growing up, Janae Jefferson, Samantha Shao, Savannah Jaquish. It's just like, whoa, like, man, like, I'm literally like your teammate. Like, this is unreal. But no, I just like to express gratitude. Like, I'm always willing to like be like, hey, like, I'm just grateful to be here. Like, what can I do to be better? What can I do to hopefully like reach what you have accomplished? And so I think just pouring myself in full force, and even also building relationships beyond the field, I think that's been definitely influential to the start, my debut. They definitely settled me down, calmed me down. They're like, hey, Jay, like, you're meant to be here. Like, you're not here for no reason at all. And just to have their support behind me, it's like I said before, like, it makes you feel like you can fly. And so also, too, like, the game stays the same. Like, yes, it's a whole new stage. I have professional attached to my name, but it's the same three outs. It's the same me sticking my arm out. It's the same me whipping my arm in a circle. So you just have to keep yourself grounded, but still walking into this talent and knowing that I can reach greater heights with these girls behind me, and having their knowledge, it's been unreal.
It is the same. It's hard to think of it that way. But if you think back, I mean, the transition from high school club ball going into college, right? Like, you had a transition at that point too. This is another transition, of course, at a different level, but it's the same game. It's hard to remember that sometimes.
Yeah, no, it is. You kind of let the moments, or sometimes I let the moment get too big for me. So I like to tell myself, like, yeah, it is the same game. Like, the game knows nothing. Literally, absolutely nothing. Doesn't know who's the teams are, doesn't know who the players are. At the end of the day, it only knows, like, you have to get three outs. You have to pitch the ball. You have to throw the ball to first base to get the first out. And if you think of it that way and, you know, shrink down the moment a little bit and, like, shrink down your energy just a little bit, like, settle yourself, you'll be fine at the end of the day.
It's such an important thing to remember. Because we talk about, too, like, slowing the game down. Like you're saying, the moment can get really big. It can feel really fast and overwhelming. But it just, like, slowing it down, that PTB approach that you're probably still doing, I'd imagine, right?
Oh, yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're – yeah. Tell me more. Go for it.
I still write my love letters. I still stick my arm out. That's definitely key for me. As soon as I stick my arm out, that's when I know to take a deep breath. Definitely in, definitely out, slowing my shoulders down, slowing everything else down. I still pick up the dirt. It just goes back to those little things. Like, you have to stay who you are. If you try and change who you are, like, if you try to change the things that got you here, you're just becoming a whole new person, and that's not going to be the best. You got here for a reason by doing those little things, by being who you are, and by telling yourself those things that help slow the game down, even with, you know, myself being on the pro level. And even for the next little girl who's starting a new chapter, like, you've gotten to that chapter for a reason by doing the things that you're doing, and that's allowed you to be where you are, and that has allowed you to slow things down. So stay consistent with those little things. Yes, you may add new things here and there, but keep your foundation, keep who you are at the forefront.
Perfectly said. And you mentioned the stiff arm, you know, gotta talk about it. Is that the main reason you do it, as like a moment to pause and take a breath? Or where did it come from? Because it's iconic.
Well, I honestly think it's cool. Not gonna lie. I think like this is the cool, it's silly, yes, but I think it's just the coolest thing ever. Like that's what everyone knows me by. It's my own personal thing. It's my thing. Like everyone who knows, who sticks their arm out is gonna be like, hey, like Jayla Wright does that. So I think it's cool. Like it just gives me that extra like oomph, like that extra like Slayla vibe, you know?
Yeah.
But actually I needed something to slow me down. I used to be a quick pitcher. And so I like used to like swing my arm back and forth, and I used to like lift it sometimes, but it truly like set in consistently. Like I was like, okay, like let me just hold it out there just a little bit longer. And that became comfortable for me. And that also gave me time to do my deep breath. And so after that, I just stuck. Like I remember after a game, my parents was like, Jayla, like, why are you sticking your arm out? What are you doing? And I was like, I don't know. It just feels good. So I just decided to stick with it. And yeah, now it's who I am.
Well, you know, for me, what's cool is I think about just, we know the different silhouettes, like for different pitchers, right? Like Monica mm-hmm. Abbott was bent over. We kind of know that that's mm-hmm. her classic. Kat Osterman was always like glove mm-hmm. and hand above her head, right? There, everybody has kind of their approach in that way. Mm-hmm. And you with the stiff arm is even seeing it at, like incorporated to some of your merch and things like that. Like that mm-hmm. is so cool. Like even the names I just mentioned you with.
I know.
Like that's insane.
It gives me chills. It gives me so chills to think like I have my own thing that helps for memory, just like the Kat Ostermans, oh my God. It's just like, wow, like man, like I can be even said in the same sentence with those names. It's crazy.
Yeah. But you've worked hard for that too, mm-hmm. right? So that's the balance that must be hard to strike too sometimes, where you're like, I'm so grateful. This is insane. Like letting yourself be excited about it, but also you're like, I earned this yes. to a certain degree, you know, and I'm still working hard. Like you still have a lot to do that you want to do. Right. But you're like, I deserve to be here at the same time.
Yeah. No, you definitely have to have a balance. Like you have to know like when to be modest, and you have to know like, yeah, like damn that, like I'm that girl. I deserve this. Like, yeah, I'm gonna be confident about this. I think it's just all about how you approach it and the person you are. But yes, no, you deserve to give yourself flowers just as much as people are giving your flowers, as I like to think about it. Like you have to be unapologetically yourself. And yeah. So that's exactly what I've been doing. Like, yes, I know when to give gratitude, but also I know when to, you know, like talk about myself. Like going back to what my mom says, like you have to be your biggest fan. Like not everyone's gonna like you, not everyone's gonna love you, but if you're happy with yourself at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
It's true. You're the one who has to live with yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very, very true. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the Olympics obviously being a goal mm-hmm. for you moving forward. What do you hope that you can accomplish, or the impact that you can leave in the pro softball world? Still early days, so we yes. have time.
Right. I'm only week two in, so definitely definitely have a lot to think about. But no, I still want to continue to be Slayla. I still want to continue to be myself. That bubbly personality off the field, but stoic and confident on the field. I still want to inspire the next little girl that looks like me. I still want her to know, like, if you look like me, you can do it. We need to grow our numbers in this game. We need to show the world that we can accomplish just as much as the next person. But no, like, hopefully, possibly, of course, you want the accolades. You want to be WPF Pitcher of the Year. I definitely want to build my brand, build, you know, my knowledge, my game to hopefully, you know, maybe even be an Olympian one day. But like I said, it's still week two. I'm still learning the ropes here. But my goal is to definitely say I am an Olympian one day.
Well, to say it out loud, right? Sometimes that can be scary to say our goals out loud, because then you feel like, oh no, did I just commit to that? But at the same time, you're like, I was pretty much already committed to it. I knew I wanted to do this, you know?
Say it to anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm excited. I'm just following God's plan for me. And if that is in the cards for me, I'll be grateful. But if not, then something better maybe in store.
Yeah. And you're open to that, which is the important thing. Mm-hmm. Well, I know that you had a lot of goals, obviously, in college. And now you're in the next chapter. Do you feel like you left the legacy and the impact that you wanted to leave?
Oh, 100%. I think, yes, it's great to know that my name will be in the history books, will be in the record books for breaking those records and having those accolades attached to my name. But I'm also proud of the person that I was to my teammates, to even the people outside of the Duke softball bubble within the Duke community. I'm just happy to know that when they think of Jayla Wright, they're going to think of like, yeah, that girl was silly, or yeah, that girl was nice. She was a nice person. She always spoke to me. She always said hello. And I think that is truly what people are going to remember me by. I think by the time that I'm like 80 years old, they're not going to remember that I was pitcher of the year, but they're going to remember like, hey, that girl was sweet. She had a nice smile about her. She made me feel good about myself. And I'm glad to know that that's what people are going to remember me by.
That's so special. Do you have any idea how big of a deal it is that you can confidently say, yes, I did what I wanted to do, not just with the awards, like we're saying, but with the actual impact that you had? That's a big deal.
Yeah, I'm blessed. I'm grateful. Not everyone can say that. And I do not take that lightly. I write down like all the good things that have happened to me every single day. And like within my Duke career as well, I wrote down all my accolades, and I like to go back and look at those certain days, or like look at those accolades and be like, man, like I'm blessed. I'm really a blessed girl, and I'm really grateful. And just to know that I've accomplished all those things, it gives you a good, like a good feeling, of course, like I did that. I accomplished that, and I can be proud of myself.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You might have a future in inspirational speaking as well, because I feel like pumped up. You know, I'm like excited to attack the rest of the day after talking to you.
Thank you. Yes. Go do it. Go do whatever you want. Get it done.
Seriously. And I could keep talking to you all day, but I will respect the fact that you're a pro. You have things to do. So
actually, I have practice later today. So
yeah, exactly. The grind never stops. You know what I mean?
Gotta keep working. Gotta get to the one.
Exactly. So we'll wrap up now. I do a little game with everybody who comes on the show to wrap, and it's just called Safer Out. So basically, I will bring up a topic, softball related, and if you like it, if you agree with it, you call it safe. Okay. If you don't, then you call it out.
Okay. Gotcha.
So you're the umpire for once. You have the control.
Whoa. This is new.
I know, pressure. No, just kidding. So the first one is the World Series being hosted in Oklahoma City every year. Mm-hmm. Safer out.
Out. I think we should switch it up.
It's such a hot topic right now. And you just experienced it. So I had to ask.
I definitely think out. I think, of course, props to OU. They have a crazy fan base, but give us Duke people a chance. Like, let our fans come out there, or give, you know, Texas a shot. Like, give someone else a shot to have their fans fill the stadium. I think that's definitely a hometown game for them. But and no knock to them at all. Like, that's a great thing to have. But give the next little guy a shot.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people agree with you. You know, it's a hot topic. Okay. Mm-hmm. That was the first one. Okay. Second one is conference realignment. Safer out.
Safe. I think, like we talked about before, iron sharpens iron. If you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. Let's bring in the new talent. Let's see what they got.
Yeah. I like that attitude. It's happening regardless too, right?
Yeah, so you got to go with it or not. So just learn to love it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Okay. Well, you're slaying the first two as expected, Slayla. So the last one is bat flips.
Ooh, okay.
Safer out.
Okay. This is both, I think, a safe and an out. Like, don't bat flip off me. That's going to make me mad. But yes, do it on someone else. Throw it as high as you want. So yeah, I think it's an either or, safe and out.
Yeah. Well, how would you react if somebody did bat flip against you?
Man, if I threw my best pitch and she just happened to square it up, props to you. I tip my cap. But if I missed, gave you a cookie, I would be mad. I would be like, yeah, you're supposed to do that.
Yeah. I think congrats on doing what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, literally.
Well, luckily you have Samantha Shaw on your team in pro, so you don't have to worry about at least her backflipping.
She won't be doing that off me. Maybe she might do it in scrimmage, but hopefully I'm not going to give her a good one to hit off me.
That's one of the small goals we'll add to the list.
Hopefully I might strike her out, but we'll see.
We will see. Well, we'll be cheering you on the whole way too. Thank you again for doing this, Jayla. This was awesome. I knew it would be. I've been actually wanting to chat with you like this for a while, even before the World Series and before some of these big things have been on the list. But I'm so happy for you that they have been added to your list. And I can't wait to cheer you on for the rest of your career.
Man, thank you. I probably will be smiling from ear to ear the rest of the day. I'm about to call my mom, my parents, and I'm like, this is amazing. So I just can't thank you enough for having me and giving me your time. This has truly been awesome.
No, right back at you. I mean, this is what it's all about, right?
Yeah.
Telling the story. So I'm happy to have a small part in sharing some of yours.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
I think this is one of my favorite interviews to date. And that's saying a lot. Because for those of you who have been around Believe in Softball for a while, you know how many great guests we've had and how many great conversations we've had on the show. And I think my all-time favorites tend to be the ones that make you feel like you've been lifted up afterwards. And I think Jayla delivered on that. And she obviously talked about her family a lot. She also told me after we stopped recording that her mom has tuned into the show as well, which made me so, so happy. So I do want to give a shout out to Felicia. Thank you for being a believer. And with that, let's transition to the foul tip of the week. This week's foul tip is about apologies. Jayla talking about being unapologetically herself is kind of what led me down this path of thinking this week. Because there's this societal thing ingrained in us, especially us women, where we feel like we have to apologize for things all the time. Simple things, like for asking questions, for taking up space, for showing our personalities, for just existing, it feels like sometimes. Actually, one of my best friends from college has worked through this, and we've talked about it. She used to say sorry constantly in the middle of conversation, just even without a reason a lot of times, just a serial apologizer. She was a successful collegiate athlete, smart, great family. Now she's an amazing teacher, coach, a mother and wife. And it wasn't perfect, right? Everything in her life, because nothing is, but really anything in place that you could want that would build confidence, she had those things and appeared in place, but she still felt the need to apologize all the time. Like I said, she and I have talked about it and also talked about how seeing women who are unapologetically themselves, it's just such a good reminder that we can all be unapologetically ourselves too, like Jayla. At the same time, it's this weird balance because it also seems like a lot of people, a lot of us have a hard time giving real apologies. Like if we actually hurt someone or made a mistake, when an apology is actually warranted. Being able to give a quality apology is more rare now. It's not, I'm sorry, but, or I'm sorry if, or I'm sorry you feel that way. It's just owning our part in it. I'm sorry I hurt you. Not, I'm sorry if you took it the wrong way. Because hurt is hurt, regardless of intention. So a real apology includes actions as well to make whatever it is better moving forward. Because apologies really aren't complete without that. That is a huge part. It's not just the words. But it's not easy. So again, it's this weird world where we over-apologize for things maybe we shouldn't, and we under-apologize for things we probably should. So like anything else, balance. I say let's save our apologies for the real stuff. You know, it's like the serenity prayer. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So when it comes to apologies, let's try to know the difference. So that's it. Save your apologies. That's the foul tip of the week. You've been listening to Believe in Softball, part of Believe Network and presented by Bet Online. The show is available anywhere you get your podcasts, wherever you listen, including Believe.com and YouTube too. Subscribe to the show, rate the show if you liked it, write a review. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Believe in Softball. That's B-L-E-A-V. You can reach out to me personally on Twitter anytime at JennaBecerra01 and Instagram at JennaBecerra as well.
As always, thank you for tuning in and catch you soon.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.